Hey guys, Chad here at Worldwide Sax. I lined up three altos for your sound file today. This is a special set where all three are actually Con 6Ms. And so maybe a little different setup and a little different era. And I hope you can hear some subtle sound differences. So there's enough factors at play that we can't isolate it to only one factor. But I do want to give you a sound file where you can hear that one instrument, even from a great era, and all within a couple years, with about 12 years of each other, 10 years, they can still sound different. So I have Con 6Ms, let's see, starting in 1934, 1937, and 1942. So they're all fantastic horns. They might be a little bit clanky, needing some oil and a tune-up on two of them, but all three do play very bold, and I want to give you a sound file here. So starting out with number one. Here's saxophone number two. Here's saxophone number three, and it plays really great, but there might be one or two little clanks that happen. I need to adjust some felts and corks, but it plays awesome. Now here at the end of the file, I'll give you some disclosure information on each of them and the order of their different eras and serial numbers. Saxophone number one was a serial number 261,000, dates it to 1934, and it's silver and is beautiful, and it has some tan pads and flat resonators. And the next saxophone is 1937, serial number 282,000. And it was silver at one point in its life, but it's a bare brass restoration that was done very well. And it plays awesome with the tan pads and plastic resonators. And it was a Stamp 8, so it's one of the early models of the Stamp 8. And the third saxophone was from 1942, serial number at 309,000. And it was silver, beautiful, had the U.S. stamp because it was used in the U.S. military. And it was also a Stamp 8. And it had Con Reso pads. Now, what I want to make reference of is a lot of people want debates about Stamp 8, but some funny stories is now Stamp 8s have 8 rollers. It was an extra roller added on. And each of these have subtle differences in the era. Different little thumb rest down low. I see some neck strap modification changes, how it's soldered together. But in general, the 6M sound is still very present. And but you know, we're looking at a span of 8 years, so that alone is probably the largest difference. And I hope you guys can hear some differences, and We'll talk about them later. Check in with me. Let me know what you think. Oh, the mouthpiece. That's important for you. My woodwind. Hard rubber that I always use for my bench mouthpiece stuff. And I think it's a tip size about 74, 75 on a 2.5 reed. Take care, guys.